Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting this week?
You know, it's a great time of the year, Chris, because the new Man of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees came out a couple weeks ago. So we got a whole new list of guys we can talk about every week. And, you know, you just pick one from the pile. I mean, these guys do so many good things. And I think a guy, I'm going to honor Derrick Henry tonight. And, you know, he's such a great player that I think sometimes we forget how much he can do off the field. We're so enamored with his stats and everything. We know what kind of year he had in 2020. And, of course, he's hurt now. And the way he plays the game, I have worries, Chris, about his career in general, how long it may last. You know, I think he carried the ball almost 400 times last year. It's crazy. And, you know, so he's going as hard as he can for as long as he can. But off the field, I think, again, we got to bring attention to what this guy does. And it caught my fancy when he found out about a Nashville fighter earlier this year, firefighter, who actually lost his home and all their belongings in a fire. And he immediately got there and threw out some big money for the guy. Derek has his two-wall foundation, he calls it. So he just he made a nice donation right off the bat there. But every year, Chris, he does a back-to-school, and back-to-school down in his area of Florida is in July. And he always comes up with something big in July with the two-wall foundation. This year he donated school supplies, backpacks, and bicycles to over 200 kids. And he did the same thing when he got to Tennessee in September. You know, the two-wall foundation did something similar there. I think he provided 5,000 backpacks full of school supplies to kids that were really needy, and a ton of gift cards, $100 gift cards. And for kids to get that kind of stuff, it's huge. And he continues to kind of do that. You know, he, when COVID hit, I mean, he's been big about getting food into the right hands. He made donations, $25,000 to support children across America, from a No Kid Hungry organization. You see Harvest Food Banks in Middle Tennessee getting donations from Derrick Henry, and the United Way of Greater Nashville benefits from his charity. So this guy is not only a beast on the field, Chris, he gives back a lot off the field. So let's not forget how good he is off the field, the great player that he is, but kudos to Derrick Henry.
Absolutely kudos to Derrick Henry for what he's doing for kids and the backpacks he's providing for back to school and all of those sorts of things, plus things for our hungry and our homeless. So kudos to Derrick Henry for getting involved all around the state of Tennessee as well. And Bob, along those same lines, I want to put my spotlight on Steelers linebacker Alex Highsmith and his family foundation. Alex is working alongside his family to positively impact the lives of our youth. They're striving to pursue the well-being of young people in five key areas of development: physical fitness and nutrition, athletic participation, academic support, social and emotional support, and family involvement. His foundation is dedicated to the advancement of underserved youth, plus professional development for our nation's educators and providing exciting opportunities for growth and connection. Plus, fostering the awareness of youth health and wellness throughout Wilmington and Charlotte, North Carolina, where he's from and where he played his college ball, and then from there on to where he's at now in Pittsburgh. Some of the specific things he's doing is partnering with fans in the community and hosting parent and family mixers and doing youth football camps. His first annual football camp, as a matter of fact, was held back in July at his former high school in Wilmington, and he put it on for young kids. And at that camp, he was there to help mentor the kids, improve their physical fitness, and provide educational resources for the next generation of players in his hometown. One of the moms tweeted out afterwards, and she said, "You made a lasting impact on my special needs son today at camp. He hasn't stopped smiling, saying, "I learned football today. This is an experience he's never going to forget. Thank you so much for an awesome experience." So, Bob, kudos to Alex Highsmith for giving back in the communities where he's from, where he played his college ball, and now where he's at in Pittsburgh. This is a young guy that just gets it. It's another great story, Bob.
Yeah, that note will bring a tear to your eye. It's something that the family won't forget. Probably we won't forget now, because every time his name is brought up, we'll remember just what you said. That's very, very touching. But I think you made a great point. A guy that gets it at a very, very early age. You know, when anytime we talk to Lee Steinberg, you know, his clients go in there knowing that I'm going to do this right from the beginning. You know, I have to connect with the community and make an impact. And, you know, when you got a name like that, Chris, it's money for other people. They don't understand that. So a lot of them, you got to kind of get involved. And so this is a guy that gets it. And, you know, that's a great way we end the show every time, because it's we hopefully people that are listening will remember this guy, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. We cheer for him on the field. But remember, these guys are doing great stuff off the field, too. So keep cheering for him out there and seeing how you can get involved and take a look at his family foundation. Again, Alex Smith Family Foundation. See how you can get involved. Regardless of what community you're in, he's trying to do great stuff all across the country. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Our thanks again go out to Ross Greenberg, Tony Collins, EJ Jr., and Johnny Johnson Jr. for coming on and being a part of the show tonight. And as always, Bob, such a thrill getting to spend my Thursday nights with you, my friend.
Same here, Chris. We had a blast. Those are four great guys, and can't wait to do it. We'll do it in a few more weeks.
Yeah, we'll be off next week for the Christmas holidays. We'll be back with you on Thursday, December the 30th, and scheduled to join us that night are former Dolphins and Chargers Pro Bowl defensive end Marco Coleman will be back on the show, as will former Steelers wide receiver Ernie Mills and former Rams defensive back Leroy Irvin. Plus, of course, Tony Collins will be here to lead us through our five-star picks of the week. So we've got a great show on tap for you in a couple weeks. We hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. You can follow us out there on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is on Twitter at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Plus, we've got one out there for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we've got links back to great sites where you can find us on Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. If you've got a favorite podcasting app, we're probably on it. Just type in Thursday Night Tailgate in the search bar. You'll probably find us on there as well.
Bob, we got a special outro song tonight. Talk about that and then take us home, my friend.
Yeah, sure. We want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro ads. And as Chris just said, this week, we want to thank a wonderful and talented young lady, Emmy Lentino, for the upcoming outro music. Chris, she actually is a friend of mine, and she actually sent me a video birthday greeting back in March. So that was pretty cool. But
no doubt.
Now she has recorded, she's recorded a great rendition of George Michael's song Last Christmas, I think with some of the backup singers that sang with George Michael. And so for more information about her and that song, please check her website at Emmy Lentino, that's EmmeLentino, EmmeLentino.com, and also give her a follow on social media at Emmy Lentino. So on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank all the fans out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. And good night, Rusty. We miss you guys.